out a man who gives me all of his basic wage. One day. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi there, is it possible? Hi, can you hear me at all?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi there, is it possible if I can please speak with Maslian Downs, please?
Speaking.
Hiya, darling. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. The call's regarding a Scottish redress claim for some mistreatment and abuse while she was in care.
Oh, yes.
So basically, my job is just to make sure I've got your details on the file correctly and explain to you the procedure. It'll take about 5 minutes. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. So first things first, we just want to explain to you that never for a second will we expect you to get any evidence or anything like that, because our job is to locate your files, and the majority of these places have already been fined against them.
Uh-huh.
Now, in regards to your actual payout, each claim will average as an average of £48,000. Now, you can be looking at a lot more than that, but each case is different, so we can't give you any higher value just to be on the safe side. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, I have your first name as Maslian. I just want to confirm the spelling of that. It's M-A-T-H-L-I-A-N. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, that's
brilliant.
Correct.
And surname is Downs. Is that also correct, darling?
Yes, that's correct.
Brilliant. Is there any of...
My maiden name's Graham.
Graham, and that's G-R-A-H-A-M?
Yes, that's right.
Brilliant. And is there any nicknames or anything that you may be known by at all, darling?
I'm known as Matty now, but not when I was in care.
No problem whatsoever. That's not an issue. And is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. What's your date of birth there for me, darling?
27th of the 4th, 1961.
61, perfect. And if I am correct, if I look here on the system, you've got an email as dawndmathia@yahoo.co.uk. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic, no problem. Could I please ask you for your home postcode, darling, where you live at the moment?
M389WE.
No problem. And what door number is that?
That's number 80.
80, perfect. Thank you for that, darling. Yes. And could I please ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, darling?
Not terminal, no. But I do have mental health issues, and I have fibromyalgia. I have cirrhosis of the liver. I have a lot of medical problems.
Down here
I can't remember them all.
Do not worry whatsoever. That's not an issue. Do not worry at all. Could I please ask you what your mum's name was, if you do remember, darling?
Margaret Smith. Her maiden name is Margaret Smith. Her married name was Margaret Graham.
Graham as well. No problem. And what was Dad's name, if you remember, darling?
James.
And is that Graham?
James Graham, yes.
Perfect.
We both had middle names, but I can't remember.
Do not worry. That's perfectly fine. You're giving me a lot of information right now, and I do appreciate that, so do not worry. Can I ask you, prior to you being popped into care, so before you went into care, what area did you grow up in?
Dalkeith.
Could you spell that for me, please?
D-A-L-K-I-E-T-H.
Thank you so much for that. And I'm assuming it was Dalkeith Local Authority that popped you under care.
Yes, it's Dalkeith Midlothian. And it was Dalkeith Social Services.
Social Services, no problem.
No, social workers, sorry.
No problem, thank you. How old was you possibly when you was popped into care, darling?
I was three, I think it was. Two or three.
No problem. And did you have any siblings as well that you was
aware of?
Yes,
I did.
Can I ask your siblings' names there, please?
There was Margaret Graham. She was the eldest.
Eldest? Yeah.
I was the next one.
Yep.
Then there was Sandra Graham.
Yep.
And then Charles Graham.
What was their name, darling?
Charles Graham.
Charles Graham, no problem. Thank you for that.
And then there was Marion Graham, but she didn't go to care till she was 15.
sent the care sort of 15, no problem whatsoever. Perfect. Thank you so much for that information there. And in regards to yourself, whilst this claim is ongoing, it's not the case where we're going to hope to have you a claim. You will be given compensation. All we need to do is get a brief statement from you just to prove that you was within these places within them times, and we will go ahead and request your files, and therefore you will then be paid out. Now, throughout this whole process, you'll never have to face anyone, and I'll deal with it all for you. I will also drop you a message over on WhatsApp just so throughout of this process, if you want to track your claim at any time or if you need anyone to discuss anything with, all you need to do is just bob me a message and I'll give you a call straight back, darling, okay?
Yes.
Now, most importantly at the moment, whilst the claim's going through, what I do need from you, if anything was to happen to you, unfortunately the worst happened, would there be anybody that you would be happy to receive this payment on your behalf? Who would you have the money to go to? Can I ask their name, please?
Yes. Troy Downs. That's spelled T-R-O-Y.
And it's Downs? Downs. What's your family member?
D-O-W-N-S. He's my son.
Done, no problem. And can I ask for a mobile number for him, darling, if you have that to hand at the moment? If you don't have it right now, I can get it off you later on WhatsApp, so don't worry.
Yeah, no, I don't have it at the moment. Well, I have it on my phone, but I don't know
we'll
get how
it
to
later.
Get it with.
Do not worry. And can I ask you, do you know why you were placed into care? Was that due to your parents? Are you aware on the reason?
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Do not worry.
I got my files from Dalkeith once, and it said that my parents had split up, and my father was an alcoholic, and I know my mother was unfaithful. But when my father saw the alcoholic bit, he went ballistic and ripped the file up. Said it was all lies.
Well, what we can do for you, if it's something that you do require, at the end of this process, because we do request your files, you will have the option to get them back if that's what you would prefer. So do not worry, we will be able to provide them back to you. I will make a note of that to the legal team. Do not worry at all. Now, I understand you was in care from a young age. Do you remember where you was from 3 years of age?
Yes. First, I was fostered to a family in Edinburgh. Gullen.
Gullen, is that spelled G-O-W-E-F?
G-U-L-L-E-N.
And at 3 years of age she was then?
And that was East Lothian. And I was only with them for 6 weeks.
Then I
was fostered out to a family in Edinburgh where I suffered a broken leg.
And so you still would have been around 3 while she was with the family in Edinburgh as well?
Yes.
And how long was she with them for?
I can't remember, but I do remember that an ambulance driver caught me as I was pushed down the stairs by my foster mother because I wasn't going down quick enough with my broken leg. And the ambulance driver spoke to the A&E nurse who told me I'd never go back to them. And then the next thing I remember, I was in Raverick in Blarno.
And then that's when you were taken from that family due to what happened there. You were taken from that family, from the foster family.
Put in the first children's home.
In her first children's home.
Yeah,
and she spelled it promptly.
Raverick. R-A. This is just a guess.
Yeah, no, perfect.
R-A-B-I-G.
Raverick, no problem.
And that was in Blarno.
Could you spell Blarno for me, please? The best way you can.
B-A-L-O-N. I think
no
it is.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you for that. And how long would you say you was here for, roughly?
I was there for 3 years.
3 years. So you're around 6 or 7 when you left there.
Six, I was.
Bless you.
Because Palermo was a baby, and you left there when you were 6.
You left there when you're 6, so let me get it.
Yes, and I was transferred to Glasclune.
Then transferred
to Glasclune, which is in East Lothian.
In East Lothian. Yep.
Yep. And that,
and how
that
was
in, that was in a place called, a town called North Berwick.
North Berwick?
Yes.
And how long was you at Glasclune for?
I was at Glasclune till I was 17.
And you was here the full time? Still,
no, I went home when I was 10. Sorry, when I was 9. And
here
then we
nine.
Were
went
sent
home.
Back. Yes, we were taken back when we were 10. Went back into care.
Went home for a year and then placed back into care. And is that when you went straight back into Glasclune?
Yes.
And then let me get that here. And then Glasclune till 17. No problem. Thank you so much for that, darling. Now, what I'm going to do for you, just give me a second. What I am going to do is I am going to get your case submitted over for you because you've been in care for so long. I'm going to get it submitted for you right away, which means that your case will be submitted over. Now, the minute that I submit your case, the minute the process will start, and it will be a maximum of 9 to 12 months from today. Now, throughout everything, what I am going to do with you in a second is I'm just going to run over your experiences, what you have dealt with within that place. Now, for any reason, do not worry. I'm here to take my time with you. If there's things that are a bit too much and you think, right, I need to stop this conversation, I'm more than happy to do that. And I will emphasise everything anyway. I'll include how it's impacted you then and now, and also how I feel that you have been within this call. We will make sure to get you the justice that you deserve. Now, if I am correct, I'm bobbing you a message over on WhatsApp now, Mathlian. What I'm going to ask you to do, could you please send over to me a picture of your ID? Have you got a driver's license or a bus pass or a passport or anything like that at all, darling?
No, I have, I do have a blood, I have to receive blood.
And has it got your picture
months.
On it?
No, it hasn't.
Don't worry. Have you got a birth certificate?
I do have a birth certificate, yes.
Could you please send me a picture over of your birth certificate and any letter that's dated to you in the last 3 months, just so we know the payment's going to you and it's going to your address?
Yes, certainly.
Would you be able to do that with me whilst you're on the phone at the moment?
Well, my son would be able to do it. I'll just go and talk to him.
Don't worry, that's fine.
Sorry, I'm still in my bed because I'm having problems with my legs.
Do not apologise whatsoever. I'm here to help you and get you through everything, so do not worry whatsoever, darling.
Oh, getting old.
I'm feeling the same. I think it's the weather this morning as well. It doesn't really help. Don't know what it's like. Where, actually, are you? Manchester.
I'm in Manchester.
Yeah. Where about Manchester are you be?
I'm in Little Halton.
Okay, that's not far from me. So I'm Salford as well, but I'm more like towards, you know, the Highbroughton area.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
So not that far.
Sorry. Could I put the light on, please? Thank you. I've got a solicitor on the phone that's going to be dealing with my case from Glasclune. She wants me to send a picture of my birth certificate. Can you do that for me? I'll go and get my birth certificate.
No problem. Also, if you want to explain to Troy that we are using him as the beneficiary, just so if anything was to happen to you while the case is ongoing at the moment, he will be the one that will be in receivement of the claim as well. You did use him as the beneficiary.
He can hear you.
Perfect. Just so if he does get a call off the solicitor just saying that you are a beneficiary for your mum, just, of course, it's just so you're not left out of the loop of that and you are expecting that, okay?
Okay.
What I'll do as well, because we can possibly help you with this, then basically we just need confirmation that you're happy for us to get your files. Now, that will be via an email, so I'll get that sent over to you now, and I'll ask him if you can just help me get that back. It'll take 2 minutes to do so, but if you're getting a bit of assistance there, I'll get it all done while she's there now.
Yeah, she's just gone to get the birth certificate now.
No problem. What I'm also going to do, darling, is a document that will come through to a mobile number and it'll come through to her email. Now, it'll just ask for one signature just to say that we're happy to get her files. Would you be able to help her with that, if just in case she struggles? I'll get it over at this moment in time. Just give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just ask you, she didn't know your mobile number off by heart, just so I can use you as a beneficiary. Can I ask you, do you know your number, darling, off by heart, so I can take it from you?
Yeah. It's 07999.
Yep.
522.
Yep.
046.
Perfect. No problem. Thank you for that. And it's Mr. Troy Downs, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Now, as I'll just explain to yourself, that she'll never be charged for any of the process. It's not going to be clutching at straws where we hope to have her refunded. Once we've got a statement and she confirms she's in them places, we will be able to access her files. And as long as she was within the places that she's confirmed today, mm-hmm. we will then make an evaluation based on her basic personal statement. Now, I know you possibly won't want to hear some things that Mum may have dealt with. But, of course, in regards to the solicitors, they won't go into depth and detail in regards to contacting you whatsoever. They'll just let you know the value of Mum's claim, and of course that would only be if anything was to happen to Mum, you would be in receivement of that. If not, it'll be going straight to Mum. Each claim will be a different value, because of course everybody has been impacted in different ways, but we can tell her it'll average at 48,000, just so she's got something to look forward to for the time being. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, there should be a document that's gone through to Mum's email, and she may have had a text message come through to SMS. Will you just see if it's come through to her phone for me, please?
It's not WhatsApp. No, it's not WhatsApp.
It would have come through to normal text. It won't be on WhatsApp, that. That would have come through to an email and to text.
Is it historical claim team?
Yes. So it should say Zoho. And then it should say proceed to document. If not, what I'll do is I'll resend it and let's see if it'll come to the top. Give me a second. I've just sent a reminder, so it should come through the normal text message to her phone now and the email that I've got on file for her as dawnmathian@yahoo.co.uk.
That's not the email now.
Oh, right, okay. So let me just double-check that for her. Give me a second. So the email that I've got down here for Mum, she did confirm this was correct, so I'll just double-check that, and if not, I'll get it changed. Is... And we've got dawnmathian@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
No, her email is Downs, D-O-W-N-S.
D-O-W-N-S.
Yep.
Sorry.
Mathian. It's just mathlian@ gmail.com.
No problem. Let me get that changed over. I'm not too sure where that's come from. I do apologise. gmail.com. And then we get it to a mobile number as well for her. So I've just resent that to downsmathlian@gmail.com. That should have come through now.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And it will say sign and review or process the document, sorry.
So, do I need to print it or something?
No, so it's electronically. So once you click on that and press proceed to document, it'll say agree and accept, and then there'll be one box that'll come up and it'll ask for Mum's signature. Now, when you click on that box, it will come up with Mum's name because I've already typed her name in for her with fancy writing. Mm-hmm. Now, it won't look like her original signature. It automatically does it for her. She then presses I acknowledge and OK, and that will come straight back through.
Thank you. It says here, if the claim did not succeed, you would be responsible for the cost of reports or other outlays incurred by us on your behalf.
So she would never, ever be cost for any charges in any way, shape or form. The legal team only take 25% on a successful claim, which will be an overall amount, but they'll claim that back on top anyway. Now, the only way for any reason she would be covering any cost in any way, shape or form is while this claim's going through, because it's a let's just say it takes 12 months for the mum's process. In 9 months' time, once we've got a revalue, if mum was to turn around and say, no, I don't want to take the money anymore and I don't want to make this claim, then they would cover the cost because of the work that they've done. But there'd be no reason why mum wouldn't want to proceed with that 9 months down the line, if that makes sense. She has 14 days to cancel. That's a cancellation period. She can cancel within the 14 days, and after the 14 days, the legal team will start to make basically movements on her case. Now, the movements on the case is where they'll cover the cost of everything. And at the end of the process, if mum gets back, say, £40,000 and the solicitor's fees are £2,500, they would then claim back £42,500 directly from the government department. So, therefore, it would cover her 25%. The only fee that she would ever pay is the 25%.
The 25%?
Yeah, that's on the overall amount at the very end, and that's if the case is successful. So if it is unsuccessful, she would not be charged a single penny for any reason.
Okay.
Now, the calls are recorded as well. Not only that, the legal team, she has 14 days to cancel that, so the legal team, the solicitor himself, which is Matthew Bell, you will be able to see that on the documentation there. There's a bit there for him to sign to. Now, he will be in contact with her in the next 2 or 3 days just to let him know that he's received over a case and he's going to start the process on that. So if she does have any questions there, again, she can cover and track with him too.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It says I've signed the document.
Let me see if that's come back through. Just give me a second. If preferred as well, Troy, what I can do for you, because I have got your contact details there, is I can bob you a quick message over on WhatsApp now, just so in the process, if mum's not really great with technical side of things, I can always keep you there and you can track the case on behalf of mum. That wouldn't be an issue.
Okay.
I'll bob you a message over now, and if you want to send mum's ID from your contact details, and then that way, you know, you've got everything there in one place then. Just give me a second.
Okay.
And mum does authorise that she is happy for you to speak on her behalf, is that correct?
Yes, she is, yes. She prefers if I speak on her behalf, yeah.
On her behalf. No problem, that's perfect. Let me just get that on here for you. So, I'll bob you a message over on WhatsApp. It will say Muffley, and that will just help me stay on top of who you're in contact with. So that's come through to you on WhatsApp. So all I would require from mum now is a picture of a proof of address, which is any letter dated to herself in the last 3 months. It just needs to show her address on there for any check procedure and any ID. So we know it's her making a claim. That can be bus pass, birth certificate, driver's license, passport. Of course, she said she's got birth certificates, so I'm more than happy to accept that. Again, that wouldn't be an issue.
Yep. I've taken a picture of that now.
Perfect. So let me just say, now once that's over, all I need to do with mum, I'm not sure if she would want to do that in front of yourselves, I just need to run through basically a brief statement to see what kind of things that she's dealt with within this time in this care home, and as soon as that's done, I can get it submitted over for her. So if you can send over the ID and proof of address and then pop me back onto mum, that would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1 second.
So I've received over a birth certificate.
And you mentioned a letter as well.
Yes, any letter. It just needs to be dated and have her name on there, her address, and the date within the last 3 months, please.
The letter, I'm not sure where we'd have to look around for it from one of those, unfortunately.
Sorry?
I think she's just gone downstairs to try and find a letter.
No problem. That's fine. Do not worry. Honestly, take your time. Do not worry at all. I'm just going to get on here that she's confirmed that she's happy for Sam to speak. Happy for Sam to speak for her anytime. Confirmed data protection. Do you know what Mum's local GP surgery is while she's looking for that, darling? Because she did tell me that she suffers with mental health at the moment.
Yeah, Walton Medical.
Could you spell that for me, please?
W-A-L-K-E...
Walton Medical.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. I was explaining earlier, she made me aware that she's from Little Fulton, and I said, I'm not far from her. I'm based in the Highbroughton area, so we're all Salford.
Yeah.
Wait, this one. There's the October ones.
October's too far away.
Yeah, but that's it. All those ones we've got.
I've just received that.
Perfect, that's come through. So all I need to do now, if you could pop me back on the phone with Mum, please, just so I can do a brief statement with her, and then all that I need to do from that point onwards is get the case submitted off for her. I just need to have an understanding of what she's dealt with while she was in care, darling.
Hello, I'm back.
Hiya there. So what I am going to do is I'm just going to take a brief statement. I know you've given me a lot of information already. I'm just going to get a brief statement of what you've dealt with, and then I'm going to go ahead and get your case submitted, okay? So I'm just going to get to begin with. Client was in care from a young age, from 3 years old. She was taken away. And if I am correct, you said earlier that you was placed in foster care with the Gullen, in Gullen at around 3 years old for 6 weeks as like a temporary place you was popped in.
Yes, that's right.
And can I ask you, while she was here, did you receive any abuse that you can remember here?
Did I receive?
Any abuse, or was he being nasty to you or anything that you remember while she was being here?
What, the one in Gullen?
Yes, so the first place you was placed.
No, that was the best. That was the best one.
Being happy here, but it didn't last long.
It was only short term.
Yeah, 6 weeks later, and she was then placed into another foster family. You was then placed into a family in Edinburgh. We just get that here. So let me just get that for you. Just give me a second. She was placed and fostered out to a family in Edinburgh. And how, before obviously you suffered with the ambulance situation, did they used to pick at you or anything here that you was aware of? Do you know
yeah.
how you ended up with broken leg?
I remember it all.
Do you
yeah.
remember what they was called at all?
No, I don't remember
don't
what
worry.
They were called. But I do remember that when my dad came, he would bring me sweets, but the minute he left, I had my sweets taken off me and they were given to our own children. The broken leg incident, I'm not quite sure how it happened, but I've had three different versions of
Sorry.
It. One of them was that I jumped off the wardrobe and broke my leg,
yeah.
which at 3 years old, 3 years of age...
How you get into a wardrobe.
Yeah, how the heck did I get off the top of the wardrobe? I used to believe that it was caused with me putting a sock on, but even that sounds a bit iffy.
Which, of course, yeah.
Yeah. But I do remember being... My foster mother was behind me carrying her baby, and because I was taking too long going down the stairs to the ambulance, she nudged me with her knee and I fell into an ambulance man's arms.
Bless you.
And he reported it to the staff at the hospital. And as I was getting my leg plastered, the nurse turned and told me not to worry and not to be upset that I won't be seeing her again. And the next thing I know, I was in Ravarig and I found out I had a baby brother.
Sorry.
And then a couple of months later, my big sister and my little sister were brought into the children's home also because we'd been split up.
That's when you then got placed into Glasclune in East Lothian, was that in North Berwick?
No, we got split up when I was placed with the foster family in Gullen. My two sisters were placed with a foster family in Pennycook, in Peebles, in the Borders.
But after you come out of the foster family due to the ambulance reporting it for you,
yeah,
can
I
ask you with
Ravarig.
Right,
Ravarig,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, right, let me just get that on here for you. Just give me 2 seconds. Then she was transferred to, yeah, Ravarig Care Home, and that was your first children's home that you've placed,
that's
I believe.
The first
right?
one, yes. That was for babies up to the age of 6.
Six. No problem. Back here when 6. I placed for babies. And can I ask you, while she was in here, did you remember any abuse at all? Was you being picked up? Was you
no.
ever physically harmed? Here, so here, do you feel like you felt comfortable here?
Yes.
Started to
apart
feel.
From the fact that I used to wet the bed and chew the blankets.
Oh,
I used to eat the wool from the blankets.
And did they ever punish you for anything like that here?
Not that I remember.
No problem. She was comforted for this.
Yeah, I remember I was happy there.
No problem. And she remembers being happy here. Thank you
yeah.
for that. And I believe you was here for 3 years and then at the age of six, she was then, if I am correct, she was then placed into Glasclune then, was that?
Yes, that's in North Berwick.
From 6. And you were sitting there from 6 years of age till you was around 9, is that correct, darling?
No, yes.
And then you was placed back home and then you went back. So let me just get here. She was transferred to Glasclune in East Lothia, North Berwick, here from the age of 6 till around 9. And can I ask you your first memories of turning up here? What was your memories?
What, turning up at Glasclune?
Yeah.
Well, my big sister had already been transferred to Glasclune the year before me.
So you knew your sister was there?
Yeah. But the older girls were very good to me. They made me feel very welcome. It was just one particular staff member that wasn't nice. She,
what was she called, if you remember?
Mrs. Bryant, Sheila Bryant.
Oh, Sheila Bryant.
Yes, she was deputy head. And she was very strict. It was when they used corporal punishment on us.
And what would they do with that?
Smack our bottoms. Mrs. Bright used to use a stick or a slipper. Or she'd send us to bed with no supper. We were terrified of her. And of course, I had hearing problems, but they had it written down that I was, I only heard what I wanted to hear.
And how did they treat you for this?
They just kept calling me a liar. They didn't believe me when I told them I hadn't heard them. They shout at me.
If you was to wet your bed or anything here, what would be the punishment?
That would be the slipper. We'd have the slipper and then we'd be put in a cold bath.
Did they kind of keep you away from your sister while she was in here?
Pardon?
Did they try and keep you away from your sister while she was in here?
No. When I first went, they had the girls' dormitory, which was a big room. And that was from 6-year-old up to 16. So the older girls couldn't do anything when we went to bed. They couldn't listen to their music or anything. But as I said, they were very good. You know, we were heard talking when we'd been sent to bed for punishment. Mrs. Bright would come in and start shouting at us. And then pull us out the bed and smack us on the bare bottom. It was more when I went back the second
back
time.
When you went back. Let me get that here. Let me just get that down here. Can I ask you, I do need to ask you, did you ever feel like in any way, shape or form they may have sexually assaulted you in any way?
Yes. When I was pardon?
Was that when you went back or was that the first time when you were there?
When I went back.
When you went back, so I'll move on to that. I do apologise. Let me just get that down for you 2 seconds. So we'll get here at Smackers. She dealt with this till the age of 9 and was placed back in the care of her home.
Yeah.
The home. Okay.
Glasclune.
Emily.
broken, I'm sure it was. Yeah, it started a year before they then placed her back in the care of Glass Clune again. Let me just get that down here for you. In East Logan. Get that down here for you. Care of. And you was here from, and she was here from around the age of 10 till 17?
Yes.
From the age of 10 till 17. Now, her memory of going back was different, and she knew what she was expecting and dealt with the first time around here.
Can I ask you, what was your memories of getting back there, darling?
I was glad, because I wasn't happy at home. I ran away from home once. Anything went wrong at home, I was the one that got blamed, I was the one that got the slap.
Oh, but sorry to hear that.
Yep. Like my baby sister, when we arrived home, my baby sister had a bandage on her ankle because a piece of coal had fallen out the fire and burnt her on her ankle. And Mum had me looking after her. And I remember my baby sister had crawled through to the kitchen. And my mum turned round and blamed me for taking my sister into the kitchen. And I stood there and told her I hadn't done it. But she didn't believe me and she slapped me. It was only when my little sister pulled herself up.
But she noticed that she can move now.
Yeah. But she never said sorry or anything to me.
So sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Even though it's a relief to get away from home, also you'd possibly be scared to go because you know what you're expecting from the first time around. Returning here.
Yeah, but it was still better than being at home. I mean, I remember coming home from school one dinner time because my brother was supposed to be a celiac, so we had to come home and do my brother's lunch, and I came home and my little sister was in her pram with no reins on next to the fire and there was nobody in the house
with her. Acceptable. You've been neglected from young, and also you should have felt safe. You should have been popped into places where you felt safe and you could have enjoyed your childhood. And it's just absolutely a shame that you've been neglected from the get-go. The ambulance person who clocks at what happened was your saviour, but then obviously they've not done the best thing by Kate staying on top of where they placed you from there. That's not acceptable whatsoever. Unfortunately, you have been failed the full way through, and I will reassure you to get your justice for you, darling.
Thank you.
And also, anything you need at any time, you've got me on WhatsApp there, your son's got me on WhatsApp, you can message me at any time. If there's any memories that you remember, if you need someone just have a quick chat with, do not hesitate to bob me a message. I'll give you a call straight back, darling, okay?
Yeah, thanks very much.
So can I just ask you, when you got there the second time, do you remember any other staff members' names, or is it the same, Mrs. Bryant?
Oh, yeah. I've got some of them on Facebook. There was Mary Lenny.
There was Mary Lenny.
Mary Lenny, L.
Mary Lenny, yep.
Yeah.
Was she a staff member or was she a child?
She was a house mother. She was my house mother.
And was she nice to you? Was she rude to you?
She was lovely to me. There was Donna Ferrier.
Can you say that name again for me, darling?
Donna Ferrier. Ferrier.
Donna Ferrier. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Was she nice as well, or she horrible?
Donna was a bit... I had a habit of hanging round the staff, even in their breaks, but I didn't know it was a break. And Donna didn't like me for that, but she didn't abuse me. And I remember we were on holiday, and we were down in Alnwick, which is in Northumberland. And we'd gone, and the driver, Sean Gordon, who's in prison now for sexual assaulting a boy, but he parked the van on a slope that had cobblestones on it. And Donna got out the van to help to free it. And she chopped some fingers off. We were all laughing in the van because we thought, we didn't realise, you know, what's happened. So we just thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a lot, you know, a lot of teens, mm-hmm. a lot of kids. We thought it was funny. And I had a foster aunt when we went back. And who lived around the corner from Donna. So I went to visit Donna, and Donna was surprised at how caring and mature I was. But unfortunately, she can't remember any of this now because she had a brain tumour or something, and she'd lost half her memories. So she's no good. Which is unfortunate because I tried to take an ex-boyfriend to court for grooming. And she was my only only witness, really, the only member of staff that I could remember at the time.
Sorry to hear that. Could I ask you, in regards to that, did that Tom Rodgen ever be did he ever sexually assault you here?
Pardon?
Was it that Tom that sexually assaulted you, or was it somebody else?
It was, well, I wouldn't say it was sexual assault, but it felt like it to me.
Okay, can you explain to me what happened?
I was a teenager, so I was an early developer.
Yeah.
And I was pulled into the office for something. I can't remember what it was. But I was pulled into the office for something. And I had my pants pulled down. I was on a period. And I had my bare bottom spanked by the house master. Not the house master, sorry. The guardian of the children's home, Eric Faulkner. And I felt so embarrassed, humiliated. I felt he was enjoying it too much. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife was in the office as well. And she just let it carry on. I was very promiscuous at this time. Any boy that told me he loved me. And wanted sex, I gave him it because I thought that what you did when you loved somebody. So I got a bad reputation.
Sorry.
The man that groomed me, he was 18.
And how old was you?
I was 13. And was he back, that Derek? I was back in North Berwick, yes.
And was it Derek that groomed you at 13?
No, his name wasn't Derek. It was James Florence, known as Flo.
And was he a staff member?
No. But the...
Was he a member of... Was he another child in there?
No. He was somebody I met at the town teenage disco. He shouldn't have been there, but he got in. And he'd get me... At the time, you know, I didn't think anything of it, but he'd get me drunk. You know, he'd pick me up from his work, which was the local co-op butchers. And he'd buy a bottle of Navy rum. And we'd go up in his car. And we'd have sex. But because nobody remembers him.
And the staff should have been not allowing you to go out and be with this. He's easy to get away from at that age as well.
I know. The only when it finally ended was because we had a new deputy head that was only there for a very short while. And that was only because he chased us down the drive and threatened to call the police. And blows her and says, oh, that's it, I can't deal with this. And ran off. Now, I had the police down here 3 or 4 years ago. But because my son was in the other room, I felt embarrassed to tell them.
Embarrassed to go into too much
detail, yeah.
Which is understandable, and that's why I said to your son earlier that I would like to have a separate conversation with Mum while she's not in the room, because I understand there's so many things that you're not going to want your children to hear that you've been through, and of course it's not nice for you to have to go through that whatsoever. Can I also ask you, when you went back there, did they keep you secluded in your room or anything like that? Did they keep you separated from other children? Did they take you to any other rooms or keep you in any other rooms as a punishment or anything like that?
No. The only time I was in a room on my own was when I became 16.
No problem.
And that was because I was the eldest of the children's home. But I was pushed out at 17. I was sent off to the hostel that was run by a convent.
And at Glasclun, can I ask you, what was the punishment here?
The punishment?
Again, when you went back.
I've had slaps across the face for things that I haven't done. I was bullied a lot by a lot of the children. My foster aunt told me of one incident where they were having a review on me, and Doris Faulkner at the review turned around and called me a slut and a cow and a whore. So that hurt when I found that out.
Most definitely, let me get that on here for you. So So in regards to yourself, I have taken a lot of information from you here, and I do appreciate how much information you have provided me with. I can reassure you what I am going to go ahead for you right away and do is submit this case for you instantly. Now, I'm going to retype everything. I'm just going to emphasize everything that you've dealt with. Can I just ask you, what sort of mental health is it you suffer with at the moment?
My memory's from Glasgow. My memories from my family.
Memories. That's relive in her brain a lot.
The fact that I've been a prostitute because I found it so easy.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you so much for everything you have provided me with. I am going to reassure you now that I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get this done for you right away. I will not leave out any sort of information you have provided me with, and I will emphasise what you have had to deal with then and now. Now, what I'm going to do is I have popped you a message over, so if you ever need any sort of conversation or if you have any updates from myself, you do not hesitate to bob me a message over, but I will be in contact regarding your next steps over the next few weeks, darling. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
No problem. Now, I do appreciate your time today. I also appreciate it's been a very hard topic of conversation for you to talk about, so I do appreciate everything that you have done there. If there's anything else that you forgot to mention to me or anything that you do want to include, do not hesitate to bob me a message over on WhatsApp, darling, okay? But I'm going to go ahead and get this submitted off for you right away. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
No problem.
One of the other things that I've had to deal with since I left the children's home, my mental health, is that I've lost 2 children to social services because of my time in the children's homes.
Can we get on here?
I've had no support or anything since I left the children's home from anybody.
She's been failed by everyone. Had no help whatsoever. She has been struggling. I'm still struggling now.
Yep.
Well, I can reassure you, I know no money will ever deal with what you've, take away what you've had to deal with in any way, shape or form. But if we can get you money back, I will make sure we go for the top, very, very top end of that. So I will not hold back on anything whatsoever. We are here now to get you the justice you deserve. And like I say, I know it's not exactly justice that you should be getting, but we will make sure we go for the top end of that. Okay, darling. Now, I've got that noted down. I have popped here that it's affected you then and it's still following you now. Even speaking to you, I can see here that you have been affected very, very badly by this. So we will also make notes of how the conversation has gone with ourselves. And I do feel like you are a shell of yourself in your person now. And, I mean, I just want to give you the reassurance you are getting there. So you're not falling behind. You're taking 10 steps forward now, which is great news for you. And if there's anything I can do whatsoever to make things easier for you, you just bob me a message over, darling, okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm under, I'm under Prescott House.
Under Prescott House?
At Little Houghton, yeah.
Let me get that under here for you. Give me a second. And also under Prescott House Mental Health Team. Thank you so much for that information, darling.
Yes.
And you said before you have walked a medical health centre as well, is that correct?
Yep. I tried to kill myself 3 years ago.
Sorry about this. I'm so, so sorry. What I will do is I will speak to the legal team and see if there's any sort of urgency they can give your case. Usually they have to wait till you're 68 years of age or older. But due to your current circumstances, I'm going to try and get it put through for a fast track for you, which will mean it's 6 to 9 months instead of 9 to 12 months. Okay, darling?
Yes, thank you.
No problem. Well, I'll let you go because you understand it has been a hard topic of conversation here. I'll get this submitted over right away, and if there's any conversation you need, you just pop me a message over on WhatsApp, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Well, thank you for your time, and you go get yourself a bath and you make yourself feel a bit better today, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Well, thank you for that, and I'll speak soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.